Should that be Strohs or what? What am I doing here?
Tap dance instead.
You know, nice place you got here. Beautiful. Must be the pride of Detroit right here. I've been a lot of places that look good, you know, but this place looks great. But that doesn't really matter. It's got to sound good, too, you know. But this does sound good. Actually, this sounds great. And you can really tell when you just play, you know, something that sounds sort of like a garbage can like this. It sounds good, and, you know, then, hey, this place is great. It's a little tune I wrote a long time ago I'd like to share with you. And, I never put it out on a record, I don't think, that I can remember anyway.
Thank you.
put that out someday. Time I take between songs, because I don't know what I'm going to do anyway, you know. I can't get behind that way. I'm just having a set change. We have a sponsor pretty soon to pay for this stuff. Well, here's one I don't know very well. You got any flowers for me? Okay. Love is a rose, but you better not pick it. It only grows when it's on the vine. A handful of thorns and you'll know you missed it. You lose your love when you see the word mine. I want to see what's never been seen. I want to live that age old dream. Come on, girl, we can go together. Let's take the best right now. Take the best right now. This is just a little quiet one here. It's a song about pets, you know. Not everybody has a pet. You don't have, doesn't have to be an animal. You might have an animal pet. Just about animals in general. I was watching TV during the Persian Gulf War, like everybody else. And I saw a lot of stuff there that, you know, I'll never forget. But the thing that stuck in my mind the most out of everything I saw was a picture of the water in the Persian Gulf covered with oil, and it was just kind of moving real slow. And the waves were coming up, and it was just black, you know. And then this bird came walking out of the water. It was completely covered. And it walked right up to the camera, kind of, and just looked at the camera. I don't think that bird's here tonight. I thought I heard it there. Thank you. baby creatures running from the cold, back to the nest just like the days of old. They're in the safety of a mother's arms, the warmth of ages far away from harm again. I'm listening.
Just think of me as one you never figured was gonna fade away so young. There's so much left undone. Remember me to my
Well, it's nice to see you here, I'll tell you that. It's a good point. How you people doing up there, all right? Okay, well, this next song here is kind of, it's a sensitive song, so we're going to do it on this big black thing here. Maybe it's too soon for that one. I'll tell you what. I'm going to do that one, but I'm not going to do it right now because I'll do it in a minute. Our request lines are temporarily closed. The girls have taken a break, they're eating sandwiches in the back room, and no one's answering.
Candace Bird!
like to try to do this generic replacement song for you now. So, please bear with us as we are having technical difficulties. We'll be right back with the sound portion.
Still in love with you, I wanna see you again. searching for a heart of gold. You keep me searching and I'm going home. Keep me searching for a heart of gold. I've been running for a heart of gold.
I don't like to do that, you know, screw up a song. I see a lot of people that do that with their hits, you know. You know, like, you ever seen somebody, you go to see them, you know, you could do it, like, you do the song you came to see, but they do it, like, so fast. It's like, gone. What happened to it? You know, it's like, it's, you know, it's a trap you can fall into if you do it over and over again, but I've seldom heard of anyone who's actually forgotten one of theirs. So I guess I must be a little different in this set. But anyway, I hope you enjoyed that one, even though I played it backwards.
Gone, gone, the damage done. empty pillow with perfume on. I smell. We met in my favorite bar. Took a ride in my old car. But I don't know how we made it home. Was I thank you. for me, the wheels are turning. Got it, the home fire's burning.
Thank you.
and singing for Pepsi. And singing for Coke. Don't sing for nobody. Makes me feel like a joke. There's notes for you.
So what happened to Spuds? What happened to Spuds McKenzie? I mean, you know. What happened? Too much bud or something? Too many girls in bathing suits? No, impossible. Not. I want to do a song for my dog. It's a song I wrote for my dog Elvis. He's a hound dog, and Elvis used to travel with me all the time on my bus. For about 10 years, he traveled all around the country with me, and he was a hell of a good friend. But doggy cancer got him. No way to escape these things. I wrote a song about Elvis and remember him by. And I don't want anybody coming up to me after the show and saying, "Neil, I'm sorry about your dog, man." If you come up and say something like somebody said to me the other night, something really nice, you come up and say, "Neil, my dog wasn't at the show, but if he had been at the show, he would have loved that song you sang about your dog." Anyway, my dog's name was Elvis, and he was a great dog. He was the kind of a dog that He just knew. He knew if he didn't like somebody, somehow, if there was a jerk that you didn't like, he knew that. People couldn't figure it out, you know. How does he know? I don't know how he knew. But he only bit people I didn't like. I still can't figure it out. Not a bad bite, you know. But bad enough to scare the hell out of them, so they never came in. Now, he had a nose that was the greatest nose of all dogdom. So I'm here to testify. He could track a deer. Now in the song, Elvis. I had to change his name to King to avoid confusion. Well, the song actually is not about Elvis, it's about Old King. I knew you'd understand that. Wasn't scared of jumping off the truck in high gear. King went a sniffing and he would go. Was the best old hound I ever did know. I had a dog and his name was King. I told the dog about everything. There in my truck, the dog and I. And one day the king up and died. Thinking about the times we had. Once when I kicked him when he was bad. That old king meant a lot to me, but that hound dog is history. Jumping off the truck in high gear. King went a howling and he would go. Was the best old hound I've ever did know. He'd run around after that deer all day long, just run it into the ground, actually. He wasn't that fast, but he was persistent. He knew his nose was gonna get it. Once I was walking across my ranch and saw this deer come at me. Well, right at me. He walked right by me going. Went right by like that. I saw Elvis go by. He's going the other way. About 20 feet over to my right. The deer is going by on my left. Elvis is going by. He never looked up. He knew his nose. Didn't need eyes. So he'd go wherever that deer went for the last hour and a half. He knew the deer was going to slow down eventually. 'cause a friend of mine never knew a dog that was half as fine. I may find one you never do know, 'cause I still got a long way to go.
you say you're leaving home, 'cause you wanna be alone. Ain't it funny how you feel when you're finding out it's real?
Before I go, serious too. Take pride in Detroit. And when it turns around, it's going to start right here. Thank you.
to the sun.